Hi everyone, I'm Melissa with Midnight Hour Oil. Today I wanted to come out and share a couple warning dreams that I was given in the same night about a week ago. And I believe these dreams speak to something that's coming to this nation, some very difficult times that are coming. And I encourage you to listen to these warning dreams and take them to the Lord in prayer. I know that a lot of people are being shown that something is coming, and we've been hearing this, and you hear it a lot. And many things have happened, but there is something else that's coming, and I believe it's going to be pretty severe in this country. And so please take these things to the Lord in prayer. Ask Him for a confirmation, and ask Him to show you how you can prepare for the things that are about to unfold, I believe, in this country. So in the first dream I was given, I was watching these men come to this river, and they had these large wooden buckets, and they were getting like river water and taking it somewhere to put a fire at. I didn't see the fire, but I knew there was something on fire, and they were trying to put the fire out. In the next scene, I was standing next to like a dirt road, and I was watching as this wagon train raced by me. Now, it looked like a wagon train that would have been set back maybe in the 1700s, what things looked like when this nation in America was founded. And there were cars on the back, wooden open cars that were being taken with it. And there were animals and there were people inside. And they all looked like they were just along for the ride, like they did not know where they were going. Then I was in a vehicle behind the wagon train. My husband was in the passenger seat, I was in the back seat, and there was a third person driving who I believe was an angel guiding us through this. And so I watched, and I knew the wagon train down the road had crashed, all right? And so I looked to the hillside on the right side of the road, and I saw deer and horses, and they had been like thrown from the wagon train, and they were on fire, and they were burning in agony. And my heart broke, and I was calling out to the Father to help them. I was praying for the Father to help them. And the next thing I saw was a dog, and the dog did like a backflip off of this wagon train that had crashed, and it landed right in front of our vehicle, and it kind of like planted its feet as if to say, I am making war with you. And so I said to my husband, roll your window up, because I knew an attack was coming. So I got my window rolled up. He didn't get his rolled up in time, and that dog was right there, and it was trying to get through the window into the back seat at me. And I was yelling to him to help me, and he pushed the dog out of the vehicle. Okay, so I believe that that whole scenario speaks to something coming. The first part of the dream where I did not see the fire, but I saw the men getting buckets of water, trying to put the fire out, speaks to some very life-threatening, dangerous things going on behind the scenes. Okay, we can't see what's happening in our country, in a lot of these government facilities and decisions being made. We have no idea. But what I saw was that they were trying to put the fire out. Okay, I believe that speaks to people who are working hard to try to put the fires out and try to resolve the issues before things get worse. The problem is, I don't believe they're going to be able to successfully do it, because the wagon train, which I believe is symbolic of this nation, crashed. Okay, and when it crashed, there were deer and horses that were thrown onto the hillside. The deer always symbolize God's dear ones in my dreams. The horses are symbolic of people who I believe are unsaved, untamed. I believe so. What I believe I was seeing when I saw them both on fire is that both the righteous and the unrighteous are going to suffer in what is coming. Okay. Now, the fact that my husband and I were in this vehicle with an angel guiding us, I believe this speaks to those who are hidden in Christ. If we truly are in the Lord, He is going to send us divine guidance through all of this that's coming. And now that dog that attacked, that dog is symbolic, I believe, of attacks that are going to be coming on Christians. When this crash happens and people are suffering, I believe they're going to blame the Christians and the conservatives, and they're going to look at us and just want to attack. And now I believe my husband is symbolic of Jesus. And when we call to him, he will push those attacks back. He's going to hold them back. He pushed the dog out of the vehicle. All right. So I believe we just need to prepare ourselves for something that's coming that is going to be painful for many people. And I don't know of any better way to prepare for something like that than to just stay hidden in Christ, focused on the Lord, in his word, praying daily, asking the Holy Spirit to show you what to do, asking Father to give you guidance every step of the way, what you can do to be ready, to help your family be ready, and to even be in a position where you can help your neighbors and others who may come to you after disaster strikes, okay? The second dream, which I had right after that, my husband and I were again in a vehicle, and the third person, who I believe was the angel, was driving, and we were heading into Canada. And as we headed in, after we got into Canada, now I had just like an overnight bag. I wasn't planning on being gone long. And when we got into Canada, it was like we were driving on a railroad track or something, but when we got in there, there were these workers and they were paving the road. And they told us that we couldn't stay on the road anymore because they were paving it. So we got off of that road and we were waiting. And I said to my husband and the other person who I believe was the angel, as soon as those workers go home, we need to get back on that road and keep going. And then it was like I saw over the workers the word Lacouf, Lacoof, which I believe is French. And so I looked up the word Lacouf, and I found that it is it's an agricultural type of industry where they produce food in Canada, and their goal is to feed the world. And so I believe that that means that something's going to happen in our country, that people are going to be sent out into Canada to look for help to feed this nation, to bring food into the nation. Now, initially, I don't believe we'll be met with open arms, as the workers were like, well, you have to get off of this road. But I believe the fact that I was saying we need to just get back on that road as soon as they leave. Well, there's my cat, Oliver. Okay, Ollie, say hi. Okay. They have to be a part of everything you're doing. Okay, so anyway, I really believe we're going to need help from other countries, Canada in particular, to help during some type of food shortage or food crisis that is coming. And so eventually the people who are sent are going to be successful. I believe that they won't give up until we get the help we need. So that is encouraging. But these dreams are both, I believe, warnings for America, things that are about to unfold. And I am hearing from others very similar warnings that they're being shown either in dreams or visions. And even people who work for the government are, with Intel, sharing things that they believe are coming down the pike. So I encourage you to just go to the Lord in prayer, ask the Father to show you what you can do, because when these things start unfolding, I get the sense that it will be different in different areas of the country, in different geographical locations. So we will all maybe needed to be doing different things to be preparing. But the most important thing I can tell you is what I said earlier, just stay hidden in Christ. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't let yourself get swept away with the fear and the concern and the worry of these things. Jesus told us that in the end times, he said, don't let your heart be troubled. You know, we know these things are coming. We know that this is all a part of the end. And we are close, church. We are so close. And the things that I'm studying right now, studying out, and I want to study them out completely before I do a presentation, I'm telling you, we are at the door of the departure of the church. So hold on, stay focused on the Lord, in Christ, stay in Christ, and just keep believing that we are going home soon. I hope, I pray that this message does encourage you and helps you to prepare for the things coming. And as always, it is my prayer that we will all continue to keep our lamps burning bright while we wait for Jesus. I love you all. God bless you.